Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast, where we explore God and grace in our everyday lives. This is the 26th in the series of Life Notes titled, If I Should Die Before I Wake. This episode is titled, Reconciling Near-Death Experiences and Religious Tradition. The Bible message comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, you will have to give an account for every careless word you utter. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Can we reconcile the reports of near-death experiences with scripture and religious traditions? I believe we can. In many of my writings, I've commented on the interpretation challenges of translating scripture from its original languages into English. In addition, there are cultural differences and shifts in societal norms and mores to be considered, not to mention the decades that passed between the life of Jesus, for example, and the written accounts of his life. All of this should be considered as a part of any attempted reconciliation of past and present realities. An example of an interpretive challenge is the Greek word anion, and of course Greek was the original language of the New Testament, anion, which is translated in today's Bibles as eternal. The word actually means an age or a time. The cultural norm in Jesus' time commonly referred to a time or an age as an eternity. It certainly did not refer to what we consider eternity today, as in all of time, forever and ever. One particularly frightening aspect of the current understanding of hell is its supposed eternal nature, meaning there is no hope of release or salvation ever. It is as if there is an invisible threshold on earth, one side of which is for those who will be loved and cherished forever, but once one crosses, it results in condemnation and punishment forever. A more culturally correct reading of the text would be to say we may have hellish experiences for a time, both in this life and the next. As we compare one of the common near-death experiences, that of a life review, with the biblical concept of judgment, once we reconcile our definition of eternity with the Greek meaning and understanding at the time, we can see a clear relationship between the two. In the reported life reviews, everything one did or said on earth was reviewed with another being, God, Jesus, an angel, or guide, not only in great detail, but it included learning the impact of our words and actions on others. In one of the common biblical passages about judgment, the author of Matthew writes, quote, "You will have to give an account for every careless word you utter," end quote. The area where near-death experience reports help clarify this judgment that creates such fear in so many is that the life review, or judgment, in near-death experiences is not threatening or condemning. Rather, it is a learning experience. It helps people understand how to become better participants in their relationships with others, both here and in the hereafter. In the belief systems taught by many religious leaders today, the judgment of God is terrifying because that judgment determines whether we spend eternity in heaven or in hell. I believe the reality is not nearly so dire, and that there is no place we will ever find ourselves with no hope of salvation, no matter how sinful we have been. Rather, our lives take us through both heavenly and hellish experiences. Where we have sown seeds of discontent, we will reap discontent for a time. The reaping of what we have sown is how we learn and grow. And both positive and negative experiences are necessary and are completely within God's reach. Near-death experiences help us understand the true nature of judgment as a learning process, not as a punishment. Many near-death experience reports recall being in a sort of holding area, not fully in the afterlife, but certainly out of earthly life. From this area, they catch glimpses of both places. It is not described as frightening or unpleasant, just as a place of being held. This is consistent with the concept of purgatory and the biblical accounts of places of the dead, like Sheol and Hades. The areas are neither pleasant nor unpleasant. They only are what they are, places where people go when they die. Finally, the rearranging of one's priorities that often occurs following a near-death experience is consistent with the concepts of a purging area, where we learn to release our earthly attachments to free ourselves to fully enter the life beyond Earth. This experience often results in activities and possessions that were once a focus of one's life losing their importance. The similarities between near-death experiences and biblical accounts are not surprising, because near-death experiences are not new. The Bible is full of accounts of dreams, visions, and other communications from beyond this life. It is little wonder that many near-death experiences read like something out of and consistent with experiences recorded in the Bible. You have been listening to the Life Notes podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of my Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand wishing you peace and every good.